USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour from Texas.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command and start. 2, 1.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere. Mark Bezos, his brother, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race, and an 18-year-old student were aboard.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back to Earth First Steps. Congratulations to all of you.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden continued to wear a mask after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden said Facebook was killing people. President Biden says misinformation is killing Americans. Trying to make sense of it all, Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have a great day, my friend. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current Public Health Administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population of the adult population who are susceptible. And of those, right now we are seeing that Delta variant rip through those communities, and that's primarily in Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana, Florida, parts of Texas. So a lot of the people who are vaccinated should feel really good about their protection. Those are not, and those who have not had the infection, they are susceptible.
So far, an Indiana school can't prohibit the non-vaccinated. Dan Rocky reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment.
I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.